From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A jury has found the nursing home Life Care Center of Pueblo and its Tennessee parent company negligent in the death of Sophia Alcon. The center's executive director, Keith Jackson, says they plan to appeal. He says he was not the director at the time of Alcon's death and that the center strives for high standards of care.
The goal that we're trying to achieve is to enhance the quality of life of the individual that's here, and that's an individual-by-individual case. It depends on where they're at in their current aging process and what they're capable of doing.
Jackson said he could not comment further on the case due to the pending appeal. The Pueblo jury awarded more than $5 million to the Alcon family. According to the family attorney, Alcon suffered bruising, a urinary tract infection, and weight loss, among other issues. Healthcare costs and insurance premiums across the state vary depending on where one lives, and state officials want to know why. A bill recently signed by the governor directs the Colorado Division of Insurance to take a look at the differing costs and what's behind them. Currently, the state is divided into 9 geographic areas, and health insurance companies can set different premiums for each area. The division will also look at what a move to a single geographic area would do to costs. The report is expected by August. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.